In this bulletin, the U.S. and Russian presidents fail to come to a Ukraine peace deal. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake strikes Queensland, leaving thousands without power. And in AFL, Brisbane thrash Fremantle by 57 points as Fife's finals hopes fade. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghali. Parents and unions have cautiously welcomed reforms to working with children checks, but say further action is needed to protect children. Under changes announced on Friday, anyone barred from holding a check in one state or territory will by year's end be automatically banned nationwide. Attorney General Michelle Rowland calls the reform long overdue, but rules out a single national system, with states and territories continuing to run their own checks.
This is long overdue reform that Australians rightly expect will be delivered. We do not have a national scheme, and the states and territories administer those schemes. We're looking at a way in which we can get the most efficient outcome, and that is by individual state schemes talking to one another. That's what we are going to do through the national checking capability, and that's what states and territories have agreed today.
The Australian Child Care Alliance says the move would help close dangerous loopholes, but urged further measures, including a national registry for early childhood educators and teachers. United States President Donald Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin were not able to reach an agreement at talks in Alaska, but he believes progress has been made towards achieving a ceasefire in Ukraine. The summit has been the first face-to-face encounter for the two leaders since 2019. While President Trump seemed confident of achieving a deal with Russia prior to the meeting, he now says there are still some key points that need to be addressed first.
There's no deal until there's a deal. I will call up NATO in a little while. I will call up President Zelensky and tell him about today's meeting. It's ultimately up to them. But we had an extremely productive meeting and many points were agreed to. Just a very few that are left. Some are not that significant. One is probably the most significant, but we have a very good chance of getting there. We didn't get there, but we have a very good chance of getting there.
President Putin praised Mr. Trump for helping make diplomatic progress towards peace.
Our talks were held in a constructive and mutually respectful atmosphere and were very thorough and useful. I would like to thank my American colleague once again for the offer to come to Alaska. It is quite logical to meet here. After all, our countries, although separated by oceans, are in fact close neighbors.
Mr. Putin has also suggested the next round of talks could take place in Moscow. The Albanese government has welcomed the diplomatic steps taken by United States President Donald Trump at talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska. Attorney General Michelle Rowland tells Channel 7 that all tools must be used to push for an end to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine has been going on for too long, and we as a government welcome the United States' involvement to try and bring this conflict to a close. Australia stands with Ukraine, and any methods and any useful tools that the US could have at its disposal through this meeting is one that we certainly welcome, because I'm sure that all Australians would want to see this conflict end, as does the rest of the free world.
An earthquake has struck Queensland, with thousands feeling the effects near Australia's east coast. Geoscience Australia registered a 5.6 magnitude earthquake near the Rautins National Park at Kilkeven, about 170 kilometers northwest of Brisbane, this morning. The quake was recorded at about 9:50 a.m. at a depth of 2 kilometers. More than 6,000 people told the agency that they felt the effects of the quake. The agency says earthquakes above magnitude 5 occur every 1 to 2 years, with an average of 100 quakes at magnitude 3 or lower recorded each year in Australia. Half a century ago, then Prime Minister Gough Whitlam poured a handful of soil into the hands of a man who had led an 8-year protest for the rights of his people. On the 16th of August 1975, Mr. Whitlam travelled to Wave Hill Station, about 600 kilometres south of Darwin, to hand back land to the Gurindji people. It was the first time the Commonwealth government had returned land to its original custodians. During the handover ceremony, transferring leasehold title to a parcel of land at the Wavehill Cattle Station to Gurindji people, Mr. Whitlam poured the soil into the hands of senior elder Vincent Lingiari. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the iconic image of the exchange is an enduring tribute to the courage, determination, and solidarity of Gurindji people. In football, Liverpool have beaten Bournemouth in a 4-2 thriller at Anfield in the opening match of the Premier League season. Newcomer Hugo Ekitike bagged a goal on his debut before Cody Gakpo doubled the lead at the beginning of the second half. But Antoine Semenyo, who was the target of racist abuse from fans in the first half, scored twice in 12 minutes to shock the home fans and level the playing field. But Mo Salah and fellow forward Federico Chiesa struck late goals to give the league champions a welcome win as they begin the defense of their title. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.